My internet connection is being held together by string and sellotape today, so I'm not altogether sure this is going to get to you, but I've got my fingers crossed. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs. It's Friday the 24th of April, and it's about 9:45, and I've got my 16th micro-podcast for you. I came downstairs this morning to discover my wireless router flashing away at me, which is something it does do from time to time, and usually I can switch it off at the mains and back on again, and I get reconnected to the internet. But today, when I switched it back on again, it was just blank. So I had a little panic, and I was without the internet for a while. And I kind of realised just how much I rely on being online. Last weekend, I tried to have a weekend off the internet, which was well, reasonably successful. I did have to have a little look occasionally. But today wasn't really my choice, and I kind of panicked a bit. So I've ordered myself a new router, which will be here tomorrow. And I've set up an old laptop to send out a wireless signal to my studio, but it's not particularly strong signal, so I'm not sure how well this is going to work. But anyway, briefly today, I just wanted to chat about how I find some of the links that I find to post to Twitter. I post, if you don't know, I post drawing links every day to Twitter from artists that I like. Now, most of those links come from blogs and websites that I've kind of collected over the years, and I've got them listed in my Google Reader, and I go there every morning and look through for new posts and look through the posts for images that inspire me, and I post them to Twitter. Also, people very kindly send me links. Some of the artists I've discovered recently have been from people that have sent me links on Twitter. If you'd like to do that, I'd be very, very pleased to hear from you. I'm Michael Nobbs on Twitter. If you send me a direct message, I'll take a look at any artists that you think I might be interested in. And equally, if you'd like to send me an email, go to my website. It's michaelnobbs.com /contact, and you can easily send me a email, which would be great. Briefly, I just wanted to mention one website which I often get a lot of inspiration from. It's a collaborative site called Urban Sketches, which is, well, Urban Sketches, all one word, .com. It was set up in 2007 by another favourite blogger of mine, the Seattle Sketcher, whose blog I also often post links from or post images from. But Urban Sketchers is a collaborative blog of artists from all around the world who post drawings of, well, urban situations. It can be people in urban situations, buildings, cars, all sorts of stuff. And it's well worth a look. And recently, it feels to me as if there's an awful lot more artists that post there, which is great. I love looking there every day, and I often find a new artist whose blog I then add to my own blog feed in my Google Reader, and then I can post other links from their work later. Urban Sketchers have also got a Flickr site. Now, the main site, Urban Sketchers' main site, is invitation only. Artists are invited to post there, but their Flickr site, anyone can post any images they like that kind of fit the criteria. Now, their address is slightly different for the Flickr group. It's www.flickr.com/groups/, and then it's Urban Sketches, which is URBANSKETCHES. That's right, I'll say that again. URBANSKETCHES. I kind of think they might have missed the R out. And there's loads and loads of stuff to look there too, so I'd encourage you to go and have a look there and discover some new artists. Okay, well, I'm going to stop while I'm ahead. Things seem to still be working. I shall try and post this. There probably won't be very many drawing links on Twitter today because things aren't working so well, but I shall be back with more on Monday and another micro podcast for you on Monday. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.